You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Tuesday, the 4th of January, 2022, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Well, I'd like to talk today a little bit about the child migrants, or the so-called child migrants, and these have been in the news quite a lot over the last few years, and just over the Christmas week, they were in the news once again. The number of child migrants found to be lying about their age in Britain has more than tripled in just a year, official figures have revealed. And that's quite incredible, because this was supposed to no longer be happening. There was a Dubs amendment that was actually made to the immigration policy, which meant that we were essentially going to be taking in all the so-called child migrants in Calais. And then it was discovered that in actual fact, a lot of them had been lying about their age, and this amendment was changed. And this has really been out of the news for quite a while now. So I'm quite surprised to see that somehow it's been able to triple in just a year. I dare say a large part of the reason for that is the illegal immigration that we had in 2021, which also massively increased, and they did try to keep that out of the papers, didn't they? The alternative media had been struggling to actually film these illegal immigrants coming onto our shores, and some of them were arrested, some of them had their cameras taken away, and it was very difficult to actually get a grip on just the sort of numbers that were actually coming into the country in 2021. I mean, this is just going on the figures of the people that they were actually able to find. And I suspect it's only once they are found that they will then claim to be a child. There's probably a lot more people that actually came into the country than we actually have records of last year that will all be working in the grey market somewhere. In the year up to September 2021, some 1,118 migrants were found to have lied about being children, likely due to the fact that being a child, and especially a so-called unaccompanied minor, speeds up asylum applications and makes removal from the country harder, according to Home Office figures reported by The Telegraph. And also the fact that they're then likely to get extra money, aren't they? They're likely to get extra benefits. They're likely to be put with a family to be looked after. They will then have the benefit of education. I dare say that the education standards probably aren't too high in places like Africa or Afghanistan. And you probably get teenagers or 20-year-olds that may have difficulty reading and writing. And they may only be up to the sort of standard that a 10-year-old British child would be at. So it's probably of benefit to them that they get sent to a junior school or a high school where they can then get some kind of an education that would be an improvement on what they actually had out there in Afghanistan or Africa. They're also more likely to get medical help. They get their NHS help, dentistry, free dentistry, free eye care. There's all sorts of things that you actually get when you're under the age of 18 that you stop getting over the age of 18 that would be of benefit to an illegal asylum seeker claiming to be a child. The true figure is likely to be much higher, as it has been a policy not to even challenge migrants claiming to be children, that is 17 or younger, unless they appear to be at least 25 years old. So what this is some 1,118 migrants were found to definitely be over 25 years old. So that means any of these young men that we see coming in that clearly look about 22, 23, it means that all of them will be able to get away with saying that they're 17 years old and they won't even be checked. These are people that were approaching their 30s that they found, and the number has more than tripled in a year. Indeed, a previous scheme to import supposed migrant children directly from Calais, France, was quietly wrapped up after photographs of what were supposed to be stringently vetted arrivals showed the great majority had the appearance of being men who in some cases were not even particularly young. And this was after this Dubs Amendment, named after Lord Dubs, who came to the country as a refugee himself during the Second World War, and he lobbied for the government to change its policy and to allow in anyone who claimed to be a child from the migrant camp that was called the Jungle back then in Calais. I dare say that the Jungle has probably reformed now, but it's been quite a while since I heard it referred to by that term. But that's what it was being called back in 2016. And I have a news report here from when this all happened. And don't forget, this was all supposed to have been wrapped up and we weren't supposed to be taking any more in. And yet somehow we still managed to get 1,000 of them managing to break into the country last year. So this is from 2016. Concerns over the age of child refugees from Calais intensified yesterday as a second group arrived in London. One migrant in particular, wearing a blue hoodie with stubble on his chin, was rated by a facial recognition program as having the features of a 38-year-old. I mean, it's absolutely incredible the way that they try to get this past us. They must think that we are such a soft touch. Official figures show that two-thirds of so-called child refugees who were quizzed by the Home Office about their age were found to actually be adults. Officials insist the migrants have undergone rigorous interviews and document checks to establish they are aged under 18. But it has emerged that this is simply a screening process where they are verified as a child based on their physical appearance and demeanour, with social workers signing off an age assessment. And I bet what was going on was that these NGOs that help out the illegal immigrants in Calais, they will have been the ones that did this assessment. It would have been these charities over there that call themselves charities, that are basically people smugglers. They are aiding and abetting the people smugglers in getting illegal immigrants into the country and fake asylum seekers. And they're all fake asylum seekers if they come from France, because you are supposed to claim asylum in the nearest safe country, which means that they should have claimed asylum a long time before they actually got to France. So that they're not actual asylum seekers. And it would have been the people that were aiding and abetting this that were claiming that these frauds were actually children when they weren't. A Home Office spokesman admitted that routine medical tests such as checking dental records have not been carried out because it could be intrusive. So we do have a way of telling exactly what age somebody is, and it's just simply by doing a dental test. And yet we're being told that that is just too intrusive. Yet apparently we can have these COVID passports, which will have a record of what your political views are, what your social views are, what all your medical records are, and they will be available to anyone who scans that QR code on your phone. Apparently that's perfectly okay. But it's not okay to do a dental checkup on someone claiming to be a child that has just broken into the country. The Home Office spokesman also added that children may appear older because war has toughened them up. Yes, but the facts are that two-thirds of these people that end up being checked, it turns out that they are actually much older than 17. So it's not that war has toughened them up. I will agree that people from places like Afghanistan do look older for their age. They do look older. That's because of the fact that they are a different race. They are a different ethnicity, and different ethnicities mature at different stages. I think actually blacks mature quite a bit faster than whites do. You'll find that black females will start having their periods quite a while before white females do, and black males will end up having stubble a long time before the white males do. This can cause trouble in multicultural schools, of course, because you get the black lads are much bigger and more developed than the white lads are, so you can get bullying that goes on there. So they do have a point here that that they will look different, but it's not because war has toughened them up. It's because they are a different race, and they therefore look a little bit older than they actually are, but not twice as old. You don't get people that look 30 years old that are actually only 15 years old. In the year ending September 2015, 590 age disputes were raised against asylum seekers claiming to be under 18. And of that number, 574 were put through screening, and 371 were found to be adults lying about their age. So that's 65%. Since 2006, there have been more than 11,000 age disputes, with almost 5,000 so-called children actually turning out to be adults. As unaccompanied children, they are entitled to move to the UK under EU asylum law if they have families in Britain. So this is the magnet. This is the attraction that there is for them here. If they already have family in Britain, then they can just claim to be a relative of that family that is under the age of 18, and Britain has to accept them. But the Home Office does not begin rigorous verification of their claimed ages until after they arrive in Britain, charity workers told the Mail. Until then, UK officials largely rely on checks made by charities working in the jungle. So they rely on what these people smugglers tell them. And then once they get into Britain, then they check for themselves. They give them the once over. And if they look like they are under the age of 25, then they can get away with claiming to be children. And of course, even if they do decide that they are not children, they won't actually then deport them back to the country that they came from, because that would be against their human rights, of course. They know that once they set foot in Britain, they are not going to be removed from Britain. Let's have a look at some of these examples of these fake asylum seekers, these beard babies, as the Finns call them. An investigation into an asylum seeker posing as a 15-year-old boy at an English school has concluded he is a grown man. The man was placed in the Stoke High School in Ipswich, Suffolk, after entering the United Kingdom illegally and claiming asylum, with the Home Office accepting that he was a child. There was a backlash from parents after pupils circulated pictures of the Middle Eastern migrant on social media, with one accompanying a picture of him with a caption saying, "How is there a 30-year-old man in our maths class?" And the picture does very, very clearly show that, that he's over the age of 30. And of course, this brings up all sorts of problems when you've got 30-year-old non-white men in classes with adolescent females and being put in mixed schools. When they come from countries where males and females are segregated and then they're put in a school with young females, I mean, it's just asking for trouble, isn't it? The outcry triggered a reinvestigation of his case, which has now confirmed that he is a grown man and may face deportation. I doubt very much whether he was deported. And that's incredible, isn't it? They had to do a second investigation. I mean, it's quite clear that he was over the age of 30, and yet they still put him in this school in Suffolk. And it wasn't until the pupils at the school complained that they investigated him again and then confirmed that he was indeed a grown man. The Home Office is declining to say what age they now believe him to be, but he is reportedly around 6'1" and had a Facebook account which described him as having been a student at the Islamic Azad University in Abadan, Iran, and which also showed pictures of him drinking beer and sporting a moustache and heavy stubble. So it really not that difficult to actually work out that he was an adult, and yet he was still put in a school with these children. So because of all this uproar, the UK government decided that it was not going to accept any more migrants claiming to be children under the so-called Dubs Amendment after March 2017. It was thought the amendment to the Immigration Act 2016, devised by the Labour peer Alfred Dubs, would see around 3,000 unaccompanied minors settled in the UK, with the agreement of local authorities. But the BBC reported that it will be terminated after relocating just 350 following a series of high-profile controversies involving supposed child migrants. So this was back in 2017. Individuals among several coachloads of so-called children who arrived in the UK from the illegal jungle settlement in Calais appeared to be well over 17, with some observed to have deep wrinkles and receding hairlines. The new arrivals were a source of persisting controversy before the Home Office erected screens and scaffolding to conceal them from public view. They were hoping that they would be able to get away with this, the same as they're trying to conceal the illegal immigrants coming into the country now from public view. David Davies, MP for Monmouth, claimed that one of his constituents had a young boy placed with her, or at least he said he was a young boy. Actually, he was in his 20s, and he then went and carried out a serious assault. And of course, this is the problem when you are putting these adults in schools with children. David Davies said, "You have a potential situation here where older people, young men, will be placed into foster homes with families with young children and placed into schools with young children around them." And of course, we also had one of these that was placed in a foster home that then tried to set off a bomb on the London Underground. It is reported that Britain is one of only four EU countries which do not use medical checks, such as dental or hand x-rays, to verify the age of migrants claiming to be children. So why not? Why do we not do this? Clearly, it can't be against human rights if there are other EU countries that are doing this. There has to be some other reason why Britain is not doing it. And it does make Britain a target for this sort of subterfuge to go on. It is deeply disturbing that the asylum system is so open to abuse that adults claiming to be children can be given the benefit of the doubt and be placed among minors in both accommodation and schools, commented Migration Watch UK chairman Alp Mimit of the phenomenon. And he was just talking last week about this tripling in the number of beard babies amongst the illegal immigrants coming to Britain in 2021. He says, "The risks to the safety of our children are obvious. It is high time the government stopped pandering to the immigration industry and dealt with adult migrants as such and not as what they claim to be," he added, likely in reference to the fact that some adult migrants had been placed in British schools with genuine children after lying about their age. So what he is saying is that these all need to be treated as if they are adults. The safety of the British children needs to be paramount rather than the risk of somebody who is actually a child being left to fend for themselves as an adult. What he is saying is that if we have these illegal immigrants, and in actual fact one of them is only 16, it is better for him to be treated as an adult rather than the British children to be running the risk of having these adult illegal immigrants put with them within their schools. I mean, it is a difficult thing to weigh up, because it does mean that somebody could get harmed on either side, but you do have to put your own people first in this. It should be the British children that are being put first in this, and the British foster families, rather than the illegal immigrants. The Home Office, which under current leader Priti Patel, has made many claims of imminent action to resolve long-running and actually worsening immigration issues, has said that it will set up a National Age Assessment Board to try and resolve the issue, which could use DNA analysis and x-rays to verify migrants' ages. So they could do that. Well, Priti Patel could also set up a migrant camp for illegal immigrants in Africa and put them there while their asylum claims are processed. There's all sorts of things that Priti Patel could do, but she doesn't actually do them. She just makes these announcements that she's thinking about doing these things, and then she never actually does them. In fact, what we actually heard this week is that they're going to make it easier for Indians to come to Britain. They want to have a big migration agreement with Indians. And of course, we also gave a large portion of the Hong Kongese, anyone from Hong Kong that wants to come to Britain, they can get a visa as well. So the Conservative Party campaigned on limiting immigration, and since they've been in office, all they've done is massively increased it. Priti Patel has done nothing but talk about how she's going to stop the illegal immigration, and what has actually happened is that nothing has been done to stop it. This DNA analysis and use of x-rays to verify migrants' ages is something countries, even with notoriously soft immigration policies like Sweden, have already been doing for years. But the notionally right-wing Conservative Party has failed to implement such tests in Britain due to supposed ethical considerations. So they're not talking about human rights there, they're talking about ethics. So it mentioned Sweden there, and we may think it's bad in Britain, but in most cases, apart from COVID regulations, in Sweden it is much worse. The Swedish National Board of Forensic Medicine has released figures in 2017 that showed a majority of cases of disputed underage migrants were actually adults. The RMV released figures after medically testing 1,481 migrants to determine whether or not they had lied about being under the age of 18. And of the total number, it was revealed that 1,215, or 86% of the individuals tested, were adults. So 9 out of 10 of them were swinging the lead in Sweden. 9 out of 10 of them were actually adults claiming to be children. The testing took place over a 3-month period between March and June of 2017 and involved an MRI of the knee joint and an x-ray of wisdom teeth. The results were then examined by doctors who determined whether the migrants were adults or children. And what that's really saying is that this group of migrants were only put there and put under these tests because people were guessing that they were actually older, and they were very correct in their guess, weren't they? 9 out of 10 of them. But what that really shows is that there were probably a large number of others that managed to get away without even being tested. And it's not like they're actually testing everyone that claims to be a child. They are only testing the ones that obviously look like they aren't children. So in the case of Britain, that would be only the ones that look like they are over the age of 25 are actually going to be tested. Of all the migrants tested, only 49, or 3%, were female, 33 of which were found to be over 18. The figures show the overwhelming number of migrants that claim to be underage are either boys or men. In some cases, migrants who later turn out to be adults have even carried out murders in Swedish asylum homes meant to be for children. The most publicised case was the stabbing to death of asylum worker Alexandra Metzer last year. In November 2015, another migrant claiming to be a child stabbed and slashed a woman with a knife after she refused his sexual advances. The murders shocked Sweden and led to the call for and eventual implementation of medical checks to ensure migrants were the actual age that they claim. Underage migrants in Sweden have also been involved in a number of sex attacks in Swedish schools and music festivals. Earlier this year, Swedish journalist Joachim Lamotte claimed sex abuse by migrants was widespread in Swedish public schools, and both victims and teachers were afraid to address the subject because of political correctness. In one case, an Ethiopian who claimed to be 16 years old raped a 13-year-old and a 14-year-old whilst being fully aware that he was HIV positive. The Ethiopian refused to take antiretroviral drugs that he was prescribed, and he did not wear a condom during the attacks, which made the likelihood of him spreading HIV to others incredibly high. Gang rapes, which are also on the rise in Sweden, have also been revealed to be committed heavily by migrants, and many of them underage as well, or claiming to be underage. So thankfully we don't have it quite so bad in Britain as they do in Sweden. And of course all of these problems are caused by government policy. It's the Swedish government policy not to check all of these people coming into the country to see what age they are. And they end up putting these adults in with children. And this is the sort of thing that can then go on. Rapes, murders, attacks. I know all of these Swedish people that were attacked, they would not have been attacked if it hadn't been for the Swedish government's policy here. And thankfully, we haven't had that many happen in Britain, but I know that we have. I mean, there was that instance that David Davis was talking about. And there was that instance where there was one that tried to blow up a train. So it does happen. It is happening in Britain, and it's going to continue to happen until we actually put a stop to all of this, and until there is actually a will to properly put a stop to it and say to these people, if you're going to try and break into the country and claim asylum, we will give you asylum, but we won't give you asylum in Britain. We will give you asylum in a camp in Africa. Until they do that, this is just going to continue happening. That's the only way to deal with it. And we know that that is the successful way to deal with it, because that is the way that Australia dealt with it. And they put a stop to all illegal immigration into the country just simply by setting up a camp for illegal immigrants and asylum seekers in Papua New Guinea. Once they knew they were going to Papua New Guinea rather than going to be allowed into Australia, then it all stopped. And the same thing would happen in Britain. All we would have to do is just set up an asylum processing centre in Africa, and all of this would be put a stop to. And the fact that they don't do that just shows that they don't actually have the will to do that. The only people that do, of course, are nationalists. Well, thank you very much for listening. I will be back tomorrow with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.